All in the town of Aylesbury, the truth you may rely on. Such a trick was played by a sanctified blade that all the saints cried fie on. This man was full of religion, though heart was to be traced. Whether Baxter's schemes or Bunyan's dreams were most by him embraced. Of zeal he had so much aunt, at church he'd sometimes show it, and there very low at the altar bow, when prophet called him to it. Though at other times it appeared how much he did abhor it, thought the truest spouse was the meeting house, and zealous he was for it. The non-concuss he loved so well, such too it was his bounty, that a clock he gave and cushion so brave, the like was not in the county. This gift he much applauded, and said 'twas wondrous simple, that since he himself was so free of his palfopt, others would take the example. But mark what the story says now, two candidates did stand, sir, who gave 10 guineas this clock to finish, and put 'em into his hand, sir, while he, to show good management, made 3 to serve the purpose. The other 7 he nicked with 11, and put them into his own purse. The cushion too, which was placed for holy men to thump on, that now was found of his wife's old gown, to be only made of the rump aunt. The saints, they were now all alarmed, to find themselves beguiled, resolved to defeat this akin-like deceit, that the camp should not be defiled. Then all at once they discarded both him and eke his present. The cushion too they compelled to go, and move off with the movement.